men's three-piece suits, wearing a vested suit. So it's the rarity of the three-piece suit which makes wearing one a prized asset to any stylish man's wardrobe. Standing out in a crowd is as simple as adding a waistcoat. And when a simpler look is called for, the vest can always be removed, unlike the equally striking but less flexible double-breasted jacket. And if we even look at the history, actually, of the vested suit, it was in response to the single-breasted jacket. When it first came on the scene, was seen as less formal than the more buttoned-up double-breasted jacket. So the answer to that was wearing a vest underneath, which in many ways allowed the single-breasted jacket to be on the same level as the double-breasted jacket. Vested suits and vests in general, waistcoats, they disappeared, though, after World War II. Many things conspired against them. Probably a big thing was simply the additional cost and due to some of the rationing during the war. Another thing was that we started seeing better heating in buildings, and men that went to work, they just didn't need the vest anymore. It was an additional layer of fabric that, you know, it not only did it cost more, but you didn't need it to stay warm. So we saw it sort of disappear. Nowadays, it's much harder to find. So let's talk quickly about the advantages of wearing a three-piece suit. So for a man seeking a distinctive style, the three-piece suit has obvious merits. A man can safely assume that he will be one of the only people wearing a vested suit at most social occasions. It also creates a single unbroken stretch of the fabric from ankles to shoulder. So if you're a larger man, in a sense of, oftentimes, let's just say you're a larger man and you like to leave the front button unbuttoned. Well, where we're going to see the break in the material or the contrast in the fabrics is going to be at your waist area, which we do not want. The great part about wearing a vest is it allows the eyes to go easily up and down, because especially if the vest is of the same material as the trousers, it's going to just work very well right there. Although it takes a little bit of style to do this, you can also wear the vest by itself. Well, of course, you've got to have pants and a dress shirt, but you don't always have to wear the jacket. So some men, and I have a number of clients that like to do this, they were looking for something that would still allow them to look dressed up when they took their jacket off, but at the same time wasn't as casual as just having on a dress shirt and a pair of trousers. And so what they find is by having a vest, they're able to, in a sense, have an outfit which gives them a little bit more freedom, looks more casual, but at the same time is very stylish. So let's talk about fitting the three-piece suit. Vests are actually a surprisingly hard garment to fit properly. Cautious tailors will often insist on making at least a shirt and a jacket for a man to familiarize themselves with his measurements. I actually do that. Whenever a man needs a waistcoat, I always make the jacket, a shirt, and trousers first. And there's a couple reasons why. If you could imagine, your jacket, it drapes on the outside and doesn't fit on your body so close. A waistcoat has to fit on the body properly. In addition, the waistcoat has to be the right length. This used to be a bit easier when men wore their trousers up higher, but what I found is that oftentimes, because men are wearing their trousers down lower, you've got to work very closely with your tailors to make sure you get the right length of the waistcoat. Tailors, if they look at just regular measurements, they're going to assume oftentimes for the wrong, they're going to assume wrongly that the waistcoat should be a little bit shorter than it is. So I've ran into this issue, and it's something that you need to pay attention to, making sure that your waistcoat is long enough, because it needs to allow a seamless transition from the trousers to the torso of your body. So it should always cover the belt. If you're wearing a belt with it, although technically you should be wearing suspenders, but I know I'm not going to convince everyone on that. But it needs to go low enough that it does cover that, in a sense, that midsection. You shouldn't be showing off any part of the shirt. A good waistcoat, at the end of the day, it needs to be fitted. It should have a distinctive waist, and it should have a bit of waist suppression. Like a suit jacket, the fabric should come in at least slightly narrower at the waist point, and you should also have a little bit of adjustment in the back although you shouldn't have to use that too much. The style of the three-piece suit. The formality of a three-piece suit is such that it requires a necktie. Since only a few inches of the tie are visible, the knot should be tied with extra care. Particularly bulky ties, they may create a bulge under the front of the vest, and they should be avoided. So go for, you know, lighter weight ties, and also watch the end of the tie. It should not peek out from the bottom of the waistcoat, and if it does, if you find it like this, just tuck in the tie into your trousers, and you'll be fine. Another thing, it's possible to wear a vested suit with a waistcoat that does not match the jacket and trousers. It's a very uncommon look, but it's one that, and it does bring the formality of the outfit down. But it can make for a very elegant appearance if the colors are chosen carefully. Most suits with contrasting waistcoats are usually done in soft tones to avoid becoming too garish. Dark greens vested with a brown suit or a brown vest can be worn with a navy jacket and so on, so long as the colors are distinct enough to contrast but not so bright as to seem overstated. The only area where you can go with something a little bit brighter is in formal dress, believe it or not. And this is where you would perhaps, instead of wearing a black waistcoat, you could wear a red one. And of course, you're going to have the button buttoned on your tuxedo. But whenever a little bit of it will peek out, and it is a very elegant, very classic look. Most waistcoats are designed with the understanding that the bottom button will be left undone. There's no practical reason for this. It goes back to Henry VII of the UK, and he just wore, always the bottom button was undone on his jackets and on the waistcoats. So that right there, just leave it undone. It's a little style thing, one of those rules that we abide by. And I don't know. I guess if you want to violate it, go for it. But so drawbacks of a vested suit. Vested suits share the disadvantage with a double-breasted jacket. They're almost too formal for certain occasions, and they can make you appear a bit dandyish if people aren't used to seeing you in one. However, I find a lot of lawyers and barristers, these type of gentlemen, they really do enjoy the freedom of being able to take off the jacket and still appear dressy. And they're also in an environment in which almost everyone is in a suit, and it allows them to kind of take it up to a slightly different level. And whenever they keep the jacket buttoned, it's one of those things that you can see it, but it really doesn't detract from the suit. So despite the drawbacks, the vested suit remains a worthwhile investment for men looking to add a bit of class and formality to their dress wardrobe. If you want to consider one, I would highly advise, next time you're looking at a suit, to find one that's in a simple classic color and start off there. And from there, you can venture into more adventurous fabrics. This ends my section on the men's three-piece suit, wearing a vested suit.